Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadali and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems and other issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are based upon the Holy Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all, supplemented by scientific data and facts. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear listeners, we will again be discussing the manners in which we can inspire self-confidence, self-reliance in our children. Now, previously we mentioned that it is good to monitor our children, to make them feel safe and reassured, and to, in essence, act as a counselor and as an advisor for them in matters such as ethics, manners, akhlaq. And also we mentioned that we should not restrain them too much with putting in place too many do-not rules, and rather to try and increase the amount of do. And instead of forcing a rule on them for something that is neither good or bad, and instead to make them decide and think for themselves. Now, dear Sayyid, what other methods and manners can be employed to inspire self-confidence in our children?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Among the things in our list when it comes to self-confidence in our children, and that is to help your child create relationship, a good relationships with other people.
Friendships.
Not just friendships, but any relationship. Now, a relationship is a general term.
Right.
It could be with a person that sells you groceries. It could be with your neighbor. It could be a passing person. It could be with the general community. So sometimes teaching the kids how to say hello, or to say hello to begin with to people, to shake hands with them. You know, teach them these social activities.
Social etiquette, and that is very important.
But social etiquette is one thing, and trying to create a relationship with another. So, for example, a person says hi to you yourself.
Right.
You tell your son, say hi to Uncle Fulan, shake his hand, give him a kiss. So you're teaching him to form a relationship with that person of some sort. Now, and as a child grows older, obviously these relationships will grow in a different format. So when the more we try, we create this nice relationship with our children and other people, you see that the child, his confidence will boost, especially if we as parents create this relationship with our children.
Right.
A lot of parents, sadly, they don't have a good relationship with their children.
Unfortunately.
In terms, for example, being with them, playing with them, coming to down to their level, the relationship between a father and a son, or a father and a mother, or a girl, sometimes this relationship itself, it's cut.
Right.
Where everyone is on separate rooms. Obviously, that's not going to incite and create self-confidence. That will do the opposite. The closer you are to your child, the stronger the relationship and the bond between a father or parent or and the child, the more confident the child will be.
Right.
Because obviously it plays a lot of it plays a lot in his mental psyche that gives him the advice or gives him the idea that he is not alone and he has a support to rely on.
And keeping that in mind, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing, and today we are discussing how we can inspire confidence in our children. Dear Sayyid, please enlighten us even further.
Among the things that help a child grow his confidence a lot more in a faster time is the fact that we give our children appreciation and encouragement. Right. So children, they're constantly seeking their parents' approval. They're constantly wanting their parents to applaud them and appreciate the work that they do and, you know, give it a bit of value. So they do seek validation
from
their parents.
Yeah.
The more you give them that, obviously, the more you increase and you boost
their confidence. Right.
And some parents, sadly, they see this as to be such a meaningless act, so they don't say it.
Right.
So, I mean, sometimes even as a matter of saying thank you, that boosts the morale and the confidence of a child. He brings you a cup of water, you say thank you. He brings you something, you say to him thank you. And the more, the bigger the action is, the more appreciation and gratitude should come from the parent towards his child, just to make him feel that he has self.
So the very least thing you can do is just say thank you.
Exactly. So sometimes we can begin and start with something that is small. Right. We don't have to go for something, you know, big and major. I don't have to give him $100 for bringing me a cup of water.
Right.
But
yeah,
at least two words should not harm. Thank you.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes even not that. Sometimes even a smile would do.
A pat on
the back would do. Wiping their hair would do, you know. So any form of encouragement, any form of appreciation, any form of showing gratitude for an action that they do, that will definitely boost and increases their self-confidence.
Right.
Amongst other things that we can do to help our children increase their self-confidence is that teach them to be responsible themselves, or teach them to be able to take responsibility. And obviously, when it comes to responsibility, we say, you know, it begins on a smaller scale. We don't say, well, you know, from day one, teach a child how to be responsible for a household.
Right. Or go cook.
Or pay the bills.
Right.
Obviously, that's nonsensical.
Yeah.
So sometimes you teach a child to be sometimes in charge of his own things. And, you know, it's a trick of mind. So you say it to him.
Like cleaning your room.
Yeah, like you're in charge of cleaning the room.
Right.
So obviously, because there's a title to it, now he feels that he's empowered. So you're giving him responsibility. So something like this could also help increase the child's confidence.
Right, and on that note, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, he who has a child must treat him in a childish manner.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing different manners and methods we can employ as parents to inspire self-confidence in our children. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
Now, we said that when it comes to a child, we teach them how to become self-responsible. Another thing that we should stay away from and avoid, and I think we mentioned this in many other episodes, is that to avoid and stay away from criticizing a child, and especially criticizing his bad behavior.
Right.
The more we criticize a child or his bad behavior, the more we enforce this bad behavior on his, in his mind,
right,
that this is what's been done and so on and so forth, and he will not feel immune to leave it. So it,
right,
it just stays in him. The more criticize we give to the child, the more we push him the other way, push him away from us. We push him away from self-confidence because now he starts to doubt himself,
right,
does not believe in himself, his confidence drops. So with the criticism, sometimes we as grown-ups, and I speak for myself, sometimes a person might criticize me for something very simple.
Right.
But it does really drops my self-confidence to very, very low levels, especially if that person...
Somebody you respect.
Someone you respect, or
right,
someone who has, you know, an authority of some figure,
yeah,
or he's like, you know, in the field that he's, that I am, for example, a teacher or
right,
something like that. It does affect me a lot. I've seen that in myself, that sometimes I get so, my self-confidence drops so low that I can't do anything anymore.
Right. Say it about this criticism. Is it all manners of criticism, or is it just the bad kind of negative criticism?
They do say there's a bad criticism and constructive criticism.
Right.
Which I don't know how true these technical terms are, but what we know is, Islamically though, that we are being advised to give an advice to our fellow brethren if they make a mistake, for example, or something.
That is constructive criticism, then.
Well, if you want to call it constructive criticism, because right, you're still using the word criticize, which is a bad negative, right?
Right, but and isn't that the first step?
And constructive is a
right,
positive. So you're using a positive and a negative in one word. Whether in Arabic, it says nasiha, and nasiha is constantly is what? Positive.
Positive, yes.
So we're not adding any negative word. Just saying a criticism with another word, the word itself...
Advice, then.
So it kind of throws you off.
Right,
so
yeah.
I'm just being very sensitive about using the word criticism or right, constructive criticism. So, you can, for example, you're saying constructive evil. So it's just the same, you know, a negative
right,
and a positive. Whether if we just use an advice, for example, is a different scenario. So if you see a child doing something bad, instead of just coming and telling him, oh, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that, and you go hard at him, you could just use it in a loving manner and speak nicely and calmly and gently to him, something he can be perceptive to, something
right,
he can understand, rather
yeah,
than just criticizing. So let's leave the criticizing, whether it's good or bad,
right,
constructive or not, aside. If you see a behavior from your child that you don't like, there's a nicer and a better way to approach than to be direct about it. You know the story of Imam Hassan and Hussein when they taught a man how to do wudu? They didn't come to him and said to him, Ya Shaykh. They could have said to him in a constructive, if one is a constructive criticism, they could
right,
have said to him, your wudu is
does completely
not, is,
wrong.
No.
That
would
so
be,
off.
No, that would be like being too direct. They
yeah,
could say to him, look, Islamically, your wudu does not fit the Islamic criteria.
Yeah.
You need to do a wudu that's Islamically accepted.
Yeah.
So they're telling him that your wudu is wrong, but in a constructive manner.
Right.
If we want to use that constructive criticism.
Yeah.
But what they did is, they did a completely different scenario. They said, me and my brother, we were trying to do wudu, and he says mine is wrong, I say his is wrong. Can you be the judge and tell us which one is correct? So they completely diverted the attention of the man from being direct with him, telling him whether, you know, constructive or non-constructive criticism. They went to a different method. So there are many methods we can correct the behaviors of our children without being direct.
Right. And keeping that in mind, we will unfortunately have to end today's program. I thank the dear Sayyid for his insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback, or some comments, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. You can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.